We shall see in Minnesota. But right now in Minnesota is our man, Jeff Diamond, former NFL Executive of the Year with the Tennessee Titans. He's been a president, GM, you name it, in any part of the office in an NFL team, he's done it. So it's yours truly, Jeff Diamond, man. So great guy, great human being. Appreciate you coming on, Jeff.
Hey, Blaine, how you doing? Great to talk with you as always, of course.
Yeah, man, I'm on here with my main man, Mickey and JT, so we appreciate your time. But, man, first and foremost, man, how's the fam doing, man? Everybody doing well down there?
Everybody's doing fine. Up here, we're actually up north. Everybody's doing fine, Blaine, and I know the same with you since you and I chatted the other day, and which is good news, and you know, in a rough year for everybody, but yeah, we're doing fine, and just enjoying some nice fall weather, some nice summery fall weather up north before the inevitable cold sets in up here. But that's when I really miss being in Nashville, of course, when we hit December, January, February. But right now, it's beautiful up here.
All right. Well, I'm going to just ask you one question, and then I'm going to pass it to Mickey. And that is just kind of what's been the overall feel and view of the team thus far through 2 weeks? No, it's still early in the season. A lot can change, but kind of give us in a nutshell a summary of what's going on with the Vikings.
Yeah, I think it's disappointment within the organization and in the fan base. And I think that the expectations are always high here. And the Vikings were, as you know, a playoff team last year and won a playoff game in New Orleans before getting beat in San Francisco in the divisional playoffs. So, and basically had all of their offense back and had a number of changes on defense that were kind of predicated by a tight salary cap and some veterans that haven't played as well, such as Xavier Rhodes and Linval Joseph, so they had to make some changes. And I think what happened to them is they got kind of caught in the situation that COVID really had a big effect on them and perhaps bigger than some other teams. And I think the teams that get hit the worst by the pandemic are the teams that have new coaches, new quarterbacks, which the Vikings are not in that situation with Zimmer and Cousins having been here for a while. But I think where it hit them was they had a very big draft class and two first-round picks, Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver from LSU, and Jeff Gladney, the corner, and really expectations that those guys would step right in and start. And I think the pandemic and the virtual offseason and a kind of a truncated training camp and everything really hurt their development, and they're coming along, and you can see the talent watching them. And I'm out of practice as I cover the Vikings for local radio here, and you can see that they've got talent, but perhaps not quite ready to step in, but they almost have to now, and especially Gladney in the secondary, because the Vikings are going to be missing Mike Hughes this week and Cam Dantzler, another rookie who kind of outperformed Gladney in training camp. And so I think that that's the tough situation. And the other thing where the pandemic hit them bad was they signed Michael Pierce as their nose tackle, defensive tackle, the big guy inside to stuff the run. That's always a big part of Zimmer's defense. Linval Joseph was kind of that anchor for many years. And then he got a little older and less productive, injury prone. So they let him leave in free agency. They signed Michael Pierce from Baltimore with the expectation he's going to step in and fill that role. And then he opted out due to COVID with some health issues that he had. And I think that kind of put them behind the eight ball as far as being able to stop the run. And so they've been kind of gashed in the first 2 weeks of the season by Green Bay and Indianapolis. And now here comes Derrick Henry to town. And I think there's certainly a high level of concern. So to answer your question, I think there's disappointment that the team is off to an 0-2 start when there are playoff expectations here this year. And certainly everybody kind of knew that opening against Green Bay was going to be tough, especially with no fans at U.S. Bank Stadium. That negates that home field advantage the Vikings have. And then going to Indianapolis, they're a quality team. That was going to be tough. But I think the 0-2 start has kind of caught the fan base a little by surprise and a little disappointed. And I think the biggest disappointment is that the offense that they expected to carry this team has not played better. And Cousins has struggled in these first couple of games, especially in Indianapolis last week through three interceptions, had his poorest outing as a Viking. And, come on last year and had his best season. But I will say this about Kirk Cousins. He was struggling last year through week four, had a terrible game in Chicago. And you and I talked about this, Blaine, and that was when Stephon Diggs had his meltdown and everything started to potentially blow up. And then Cousins comes back and he's player of the month in October. So I think that's the hope, is that he'll get things straightened out, get back in sync. Jefferson will come on and be a good second option for Adam Thielen. They need to go to the tight ends more. They need to run Dalvin Cook more. And just everything's been kind of a mess these first 2 weeks.
We're on with Jeff Diamond, former president, executive, GM of not only the Titans, but also the Minnesota Vikings. It's just where he lives at today.
Hey, Jeff, why do you think things haven't gelled quicker with Gary Kubiak calling the plays?
Well, I think that it's kind of a mystery a little bit in that regard, Mickey, because Kubiak was really kind of behind the scenes with Kevin Stefanski last year, who was the offense coordinator, was hired by the Browns as the head coach. But Kubiak was very involved and installed the zone blocking running scheme, and that was really effective last year, and the Vikings were basically a top five team in rushing last year. And then they would go off the rushing game with Dalvin Cook and Alexander Madison, and then Cousins would go to play action and hit Thielen and Diggs and Kyle Rudolph and Irv Smith Jr. And the offense was a top 10 scoring offense. So what's happened this year, it's just really a strange situation that Kubiak takes over the play calling, which he's done forever in Denver and Houston and so forth, and was very involved last year with Stefanski. But I think some of the things that have happened this year, they've gotten kind of backed up a couple times, and then Cousins has taken safeties, which you can't do. He's got to get rid of the ball. And in both of the first two games, he's taken safeties, and that kind of really turned the game around. It's been weird because the opening drives have been really good. They scored a touchdown against the Packers, scored a field goal in Indianapolis, and then they kind of have a meltdown in the second quarter and can't get anything done. And I think Cousins starts to press a little bit and forces some balls. And he's always been a really accurate quarterback, but his interceptions, he's thrown behind guys a couple times that have caused tip balls and interceptions. And so I think he needs to get his act together. I think Kubiak is going to be a little more careful in his play calling, perhaps when they're backed up, and maybe not have Kirk dropping back in the end zone, perhaps, or if he does, maybe it's a quick screen to Cook or something. But I think bottom line is that Gary Kubiak has gotten away a little bit from what he wants to do, which is he wants to run the football, and he wants to use Dalvin Cook extensively. And Cook has averaged about 14 touches a game the first 2 weeks, and they want to get him 20-plus touches as he did last year when he was one of the top backs in the league, made the Pro Bowl. And so I think that's what they'll try to do this week. They'll try to get Dalvin Cook going, and I think that they can play everything off of that as far as offensively. And I'm sure that Kubiak is going to be really looking at that kind of a game plan this week.
With Jeff Diamond, former Titans and Vikings executive. I did want to ask you this, Jeff, just because we got you and Blaine Bishop on here, and we can keep talking this matchup on Sunday, but what's your best Blaine Bishop story?
Wow. I love Blaine. He was such a, first of all, a great person. Great family guy, and was one of our leaders of the Super Bowl era in Tennessee. And when I first came there in '99, I mean, he was one of the guys that I leaned on, talked to guys like he and Eddie George, Steve McNair, Blaine's running bait in the secondary, Marcus Robertson, Bruce Matthews. We had so many great veteran leaders on that team, and Blaine was one of those guys. And I just remember just him being just a fierce competitor and just always playing with a chip on his shoulder, always a hard hitter, and great in coverage too, and just such a good team guy and good with young guys. And I, as I said, one of the great leaders on those teams. So I don't really have a specific Blaine story other than I remember him blowing up a lot of running backs and taking down guys like Jerome Bettis, even though they were a little bit bigger than Blaine perhaps. But Blaine had always played with great heart and great talent and just such a good person. And so just great memories of him and those tremendous teams that we had with the Titans during my time in Tennessee, which were just really great memories.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate all those things. That lets me know that you got that check in the mail that I sent you to make sure you said all those nice things.
Absolutely.
I was just kidding. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the Vikings, and you could talk about, you know, how Kubiak and everything is kind of not working. But has anybody even mentioned that somebody's not on the team anymore, like Diggs, and that maybe he's missed, or is it just too early to tell?
You were breaking up there, Blaine. What was the question?
About Stephon Diggs. Is he missed in the offense, or is it still too early to tell?
Yeah, I think he is missed early on, and yeah, it didn't help when he to see him have 150 plus yards and two touchdowns for the Bills last week, and so yeah, the answer is yes. I think they do miss him initially, but I think that Justin Jefferson has tremendous talent, first round pick, led the nation in receiving last year at LSU. He's going to come on, and he's going to be an effective replacement eventually for Stephon Diggs, but how quick is that going to happen is the question. And what else are they getting out of their other receivers too? So Tajae Sharpe is here, as you guys know, former Titan, and Tajae has not really gotten much play time. And although they did throw to him on a very curious 4th-and-1 call in the Packer game that everybody was questioning, why are they going to Tajae when he was well covered and Thielen's on the other side open. And so it's kind of bizarre how that turned out too. But I think that ultimately, yeah, Stephon Diggs, yes, he is missed in the early going this year. And as I said, I think if Justin Jefferson had had a full off season with OTAs and a full training camp and had maybe a couple preseason games, and I'm not a big fan of preseason, and I think they could easily get by with two games, but I think you do need a couple of games, especially for rookies, to get their feet wet. And so hopefully he will come on starting this week is what the team is hoping. And he did have a couple good plays, had several receptions in the Indianapolis game. So perhaps it's coming along for him too. And then they got another interesting player, Chad Beebe. Don Beebe, a former Bill son, and he's a really good slot receiver. He reminds me a lot of Humphreys at the Titans as far as the quickness inside, but they really haven't used him a lot either yet this year. So perhaps maybe he'll make his first appearance this week against the Titans. But I think it shapes up as a really interesting game, and certainly the Vikings' backs are more against the wall. The Titans have had a couple of victories, but I think that the Titans have some potential weaknesses that the Vikings could try to exploit, especially the run defense for Tennessee has not been great so far this year, as you guys know, and so that will be something that have to see how that goes. I think the Titans have given up over about 272 yards in two games, and the Vikings have given up 309 in two games. So it could be who runs the ball better this week. Maybe it'll be a short game because they'll both be trying to pound the ball. We'll see, but I know Tannehill's been playing well, and I expect Cousins to play a lot better this week.
Yeah, we're on with Jeff Diamond, former NFL Executive of the Year of the Titans, President, GM of the Vikings for many years, to talk about everything about the Vikings.
That's right. Hey, I wanted to ask you one more thing, Jeff, just from an executive standpoint, because you know, obviously, we're over 20 years in Minnesota working for that team and part of some of the biggest glory years here in Tennessee. The Vikings have such an amazing stadium. Just one of the true amazing facilities in the NFL. The Titans Stadium is such a big topic of conversation here and what might happen next. And if they got something covered like that, all the things that a place like Nashville could host, could you see Nashville and the Titans and some kind of private partnership ever finding a way to do something like that here?
Yeah, I think that it's interesting. It kind of makes me feel a little bit older when you ask that question, because I think back to when I was first with the Titans in 99, and we had a brand new stadium, of course, and now here we are 21 years later, and now all of a sudden, oh, the Coliseum is outdated, and maybe they need a new facility, and which I thought was a great facility when we first opened it, especially because I'd come from the Metrodome in Minneapolis, and there was no U.S. Bank Stadium here at that point in time, and I think that for Nashville, if they could do a stadium with a retractable retractable roof, I think that would be just fantastic for the city, that they could have so many more events, that they could get in the bidding on things such as Final Fours and the Super Bowl and big events like that, that if they had that type of facility, and which is certainly the technology is available now to do that, but I don't know if they could do that on the Coliseum, if they could rework and do a retractable roof and do a big renovation in the process, because it just seems like the stadium doesn't need to be torn down and rebuilt. If they could do something like that and have that type of facility, that I think would be great for Nashville and create so many more opportunities for big events.
Jeff, thanks so much for the time today. Always great hearing from you.
You too, guys. Take care and all the best, and stay safe. And anytime, give me a holler.
All right. Will do, man. Stay in touch, buddy.
Sounds good. Jeff Diamond, again, over 20 years with the Vikings, and 99 to 2004 here, some great years with the Titans that he spent as well, now doing media and other things. So we come back, we got another guy who did some pretty great things. Matter of fact, his 2008 was the single most destructive thing I've ever seen in my life. Albert Haynesworth, set to join us next on Blaine and Mickey on 104.5 The Zone.